This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Last night in Melbourne, the Pride in Sports Awards were held, and the winner of the LGBTQ Role Model of the Year was Greta Hayes from Hockey New South Wales. And Greta joins us on the line. Greta, congratulations on the award.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on.
What was it like? Did you know? Did you have any hints that you might get it, or was it a complete surprise?
Oh, it was quite a surprise. I mean, I knew that I'd been nominated for the award. And then when I got named as a finalist, I was pretty shocked, to be honest, because, you know, there's so many amazing people doing amazing things in this space. And then they asked me in advance, because unfortunately I couldn't make it last night because we've got a series over here in Perth at the moment. Mm-hmm. And they asked me to send through an acceptance speech just in case I won it. And I thought, oh, you know, like there's not much chance I'm going to win it. So I pulled, you know, a dirty, crinkled shirt out of the dirty clothes basket and put it on. Put together this awful acceptance speech, and then Sam, our manager from Hockey Australia, was there, and she FaceTimed me, and it was the video in front of the whole crowd, and I was just like dying, like, oh no, it's a bad acceptance speech.
Well, well done, being put on the spot, and congratulations. I think it's fantastic. What got you interested in hockey? When did you start playing that?
I started when I was about 10 years old. Both my parents played hockey, and I've got two older sisters, and so they also joined up, and it got to the point where I was playing lots of soccer, and mum and dad were like, well, you may as well try hockey as well, because, you know, back in those days, you do every sport under the sun growing up. And so I tried hockey and I just loved it, and I loved my friends, and I ended up choosing hockey over soccer, and no regrets there.
Your mum and dad must be so proud today.
Yeah, they are pretty proud. They won't tell me that.
What would you encourage people to take up hockey?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, hockey is such an enjoyable sport, and it's a sport that is for everyone. You know, you see the hockey teams lining up at the games, and it doesn't matter what shape or size or how tall or short you are. Everyone can kind of play and get involved. It's not like other sports that, you know, you have to be really tall for, or like really, you know, certain body shapes, fun sport, because it's got the skill aspect as well as the fitness and the speed aspect. And yeah, like I said, I kept playing because I just had such a lovely group of friends, and lucky now that I still get to train day in, day out with my friends over here in Perth.
Greta, you know what I love about this award? I was thinking before, you know, when I was a lot younger, there weren't many, well, not that I was aware of, LGBTIQ plus role models. And I feel like it's such an important thing to have around us, isn't it? Someone that we can look up to. What does it mean? What does it mean to you to be a role model?
Yeah, I think the cool thing about sports in general is that we can be role models for the younger generations coming through and growing up. I think you can also be role models for wider society, no matter what age they are. And so I think that sport offers us this platform where we can make a real impact and try and, you know, make the world a bit of a better place. And so I think being able to be a role model in this space is obviously huge, and hopefully, you know, we have come a long way in the last 10 years, let alone 20 years, but I think there's still a long way to go within society to make sure that we are more inclusive and more accepting of, you know, whoever you are, no matter how old you are or how you define yourself and that kind of thing. So I think that it's cool that we can, as sports people, be role models, have an impact on everyone.
Now, you're from Hockey New South Wales and Hockey Australia, and the Olympics aren't far away. Are you going?
Hope so. They aren't selected yet, and because we're in a team sport, it happens really late on in the piece. So our selection doesn't happen until late June. So we're in a series at the moment, and then they kind of do some more selections after this. Then we head across to Europe and play some more games, more selections happen, and then once we come back from that Europe trip, they select the final Olympic team.
Well, you know what? I reckon it's going to happen, and I'm looking forward to crossing to you when you're there.
Oh, I hope so. Keen to.
Fantastic. Congratulations again on the winner of, you know, the role model of the year for, or LGBTQ role model of the year, Greta. I think it's a fantastic award. And I love the fact that you also said hockey is for everyone. It doesn't matter what your body shape is. And I think that's what a lot of people fear in terms of when they want to do sport. So thank you for highlighting that as well and for joining us on Drive.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That is Greta Hayes from Hockey New South Wales and Hockey Australia.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.